أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح أقامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة
خالدين فيها وبئس المصير. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آمين.
ما أصاب من مصيبة إلا بإذن الله ومن يؤمن بالله يهدي قلبه والله بكل شيء عليم. وأطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول فإن توليتم فإنما على رسولنا البلاغ الله لا إله إلا هو وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن من أزواجكم وأولادكم عدوا لكم فاحذروهم وإن تعفوا وتصفحوا وتغفروا فإن الله غفور رحيم. إنما أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة والله عنده أجر عظيم. فاتقوا الله ما استطعتم واسمعوا وأطيعوا وأنفقوا خيرا لأنفسكم ومن يوق شح نفسه فأولئك هم المفلحون. إن تقرضوا الله قرضا حسنا يضاعفه لكم ويغفر لكم والله شكور حليم. عالم الغيب والشهادة العزيز الحكيم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek help from Him, we ask forgiveness from Him, we repent to Him, and we seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who has been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed guided. And anyone who has been misguided, you will never find a guardian to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. O Allah, let your prayer, your peace, your blessing be upon your servant Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions. In continuation of the series of the life and ethics of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this morning we're going to address very important event that occurred during the Hijrah, the migration of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Mecca to Medina. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companion Abu Bakr as-Siddiq stayed in the Ghar Thawr for 3 nights. And when the movement of the disbelievers looking for him slowed down, he and his companion went on their way to Al-Madinah. And the guide in the desert took a different way, away from any regular route. Instead of going north to Medina, he went south. And he went to the shore of the Red Sea. And along the way, during this trip, normal time, by camels would take about 12 days. By car would take about 4.5 hours. So you could imagine in the heat of the desert, it was not easy to move around, but Abu Bakr as-Siddiq was prepared and he took all his wealth. About 40,000 dinar he took with him for the sake of the message of Islam and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he, along the way, after being hungry and thirsty, they found a tent. And this tent belongs to a lady called Ummu Ma'bad. Ummu Ma'bad and Abu Ma'bad had this tent to serve the travelers along the way, as a way to earn their living with what they do, what they have in sheep and cattle. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abu Bakr approached Ummu Ma'bad and asked her for food or drinks like dates and meat. That year was like a famine, with a very tough time. So she told him that she didn't have any food or drinks. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw a sheep in the corner of the tent, and he told her, "What about this sheep, Ummu Ma'bad?" She told him that she's weak, and it was here because she didn't go with the other sheep, with Abu Ma'bad. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Ummu Ma'bad permission to milk her, and she told him, "If you can." So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu said Bismillah, and he put his hand on the sheep and he started to milk the sheep, and he filled up container of milk and he let Umm Ma'bah to drink and his companion to drink, and he drank last. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam even milked the sheep one more time, and he left that with Umm Ma'bad, and they left. So when Abu Ma'bad arrived and he found milk in the tent and he knew that there is no sheep milking, he asked his wife, "Where you got this milk from, Umm Ma'bad?" She told him that a blessed man passed by, and she explained to him exactly what happened. So Abu Ma'bad asked Umm Ma'bad to describe that blessed man. The way that Umm Ma'bad described Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a very eloquent, to the extent that the historians depend on that description enough to get a description of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than any other description that other companions. And you could imagine a woman to describe a man different than a man to describe a man. Although other men, other companions describe Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but this description will tell you about how eloquent and how insight this woman described Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Arabic descriptions of an Arabic speaker will need to use a dictionary to know the meanings of almost every word. But I have here, I'm going to tell the description in Arabic and also the meanings in English. The Umm Ma'bad said, رَأَيْتُ رَجُلًا ظَاهِرَ الْوَضَاءِ أَبْلَجَ الْوَجْهِ حَسَنُ الْخُلْقِ لَمْ تَعِبْهُ ثَلَجَهُ وَلَمْ تُزْرِيهِ صَعْلَهُ وَسِيمٌ قَسِيمٌ فِي عَيْنَيْهِ دَعَجٌ وَفِي أَشْفَارِهِ وَطْفٌ وَفِي صَوْتِهِ صَهْلٌ وَفِي عُنُقِهِ سَطْعٌ وَفِي لِحْيَتِهِ كَثَاثَةٌ أَزَجُ أَقْرًا إِنْ صَمَتَ فَعَلَيْهِ الْوَقَارُ وَإِنْ تَكَلَّمَ سَمَاهُ وَعَلَاهُ الْبَهَاءُ أَجْمَلُ النَّاسِ وَأَبْهَاهُ مِنْ بَعِيدٍ وَأَحْسَنُهُ وَأَجْمَلُهُ مِنْ قَرِيبٍ حُلْوُ الْمَنْطِقِ فَصْلًا لَا نَزْرٌ وَلَا هَذْرٌ كأن منطقه خرزات النظم يتحدر ربعة لا تشنأه من طول ولا تقتحمه عين من قصر غصن بين غصنين فهو أندر الثلاثة منظرا وأحسنهم قدرا له رفقاء يحفون به إن قال سمعوا لقوله وإن أمر تبادروا إلى أمره محفود محشود لا عابس ولا مفند. And that's how she described Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In English, this the meaning: he was an innocently bright and broad countenance. His manner were fine. Neither was his belly bulging out, nor was his head deprived of hair. He had black, attractive eyes, finely arched by continuous eyebrows. His hair glossy and black, inclined to curl. He wore long. His voice was extremely commanding. His head was large and well formed and set on a slender neck. His expression was pensive and contemplative, serene and sublime. The stranger was fascinated from the distance, but no sooner he became intimate with him, this fascination was changed into attachment and respect. His expression was very sweet and distinct. His speech was well set and free from the use of surplus words, as if it were a rosary of beads. His stature was neither too high nor too small so as to look repulsive. He was a twig among the two, singularly bright and fresh. He was always surrounded by his companions. Whenever he uttered something, the listeners would hear him with rapid attention, and whenever he issued any command, they vied with each other to carry it out. He was a master and a commander. His utterances were marked by truth and sincerity, free from all kinds of falsehood and lies. So you can imagine how eloquent that's a description of this lady who just stayed with the Prophet for just a short time. And this was like a miracle, what happened in the tent of Umm Ma'bad. And when Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam left, a man from the jinn cited some points in Mecca, and the disbelievers in Mecca knew where the Prophet at that time. And the tent of Umm Ma'bad was not far from Mecca, but also in between Mecca and Medina. And Asma bin Abu Bakr said that when they heard that the jinn was reciting, was saying that this points and describing the meetings of the Prophet with Umm Ma'bad and what happened there, they knew that where he is, and even they sent some young men to seek Prophet Muhammad Sallam there. But Umm Ma'bad, after meeting with this Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, she hide what that meeting, and she told him, "I don't know what you're talking about." So, and along the way, Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in his way, he met others, like he met Abu Buraida, and he was head of his group, and Abu Buraida went out to seek Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam because he wanted this 100 camel that the disbelievers offered to whoever will get Prophet Muhammad dead or alive. So anyway, back to Ma'bad. Umm Ma'bad and her husband, they immigrated to Al-Madina, and she became one of the Sahabiyat, and her husband too, one of the Sahaba, and even one of her family members was murdered during the opening of Mecca. And the Ma'bad, she got a very high position among the Muslims in her time, and even she lived until the day of Uthman ibn Affan, and even they had something for her, like a social living for Ma'bad. And even she asked Uthman ibn Affan, "Where is my share?" And he gave it to her. So Ma'bad, one of these ladies that in Islam we regard her as, she described Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the most eloquent descriptions ever. So أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
To have this detailed assessment of him.
Stayed where? With the Muhammad?
Yeah. That's transition.
I would say 2 hours, 3 hours.
2-3 hours.
She's proficient in that. You know that when people have, when proficient is language, like your proficient in medicine. So she described them like this.
I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. One of the best descriptions in the history of the American. Especially that you saw person like
first
one
time.
Hour.
First time. I mean, yeah.
It's amazing.
Like, we even describe his character.